Far, good morning. I'm Steve Brown. Overdose deaths dropped dramatically in much of Massachusetts last year and across the country. No one knows exactly why there are many thousands more people alive today, but Worcester offers clues. WBUR's Martha Biebinger begins our story with the numbers.
Worcester police recorded a dramatic reversal last year, 55% fewer overdose deaths. Just 2 years earlier, Worcester and the surrounding area had the highest overdose mortality rate in the state. So what changed? Well, a lot, including the launch of a mobile clinic that a 60-year-old former nurse named Trina depends on to help her stay away from fentanyl.
I get 50 milligrams. I try not to go out. Thank you.
A nurse pours cherry red medicine called methadone into a plastic cup. When Trina stays on the med, she says she feels like her life is worth saving. WBUR agreed not to use Trina's full name because she still occasionally buys illegal drugs.
My biggest saving grace is not hating myself anymore, not beating myself up, not just testing my existence. That's where I'm doing good.
Methadone is a heavily regulated addiction treatment drug. Some patients are allowed to pick up several doses at a time, but most have to show up at a clinic every morning. For Trina, that means taking two buses. In contrast, the van comes to her, or very close, stopping in a Catholic church parking lot next to a program that offers free breakfast.
From where I live, I can throw a rock almost. I get to go right out my door. I love the people in here. I see people very sick coming in here, getting put on it quickly, and then they have hope.
And hundreds are coming. Heidi DiRoberto, who oversees the van for Spectrum Health Systems, says 243 people have started methadone treatment on the van since it got rolling in 2023. In those 2 years, DiRoberto says more than 1,500 patients have picked up doses at one of three stops.
It's definitely more successful than opening up a program, and, you know, it's really the right thing to do.
Methadone gets a bad rap among some because it is an opioid, like heroin and fentanyl. But there are key differences. Federal researchers say methadone is slow-acting, stays in the body longer than other opioids, and does not give patients a euphoric feeling with prescribed doses. Spectrum's Dr. Jeff Baxter says expanding access is keeping people alive in Worcester.
It protects people from overdose deaths. It reduces deaths by around two-thirds. No treatment that we do in medicine, really, apart from maybe a surgery, is as effective as methadone is. So we should respect it.
Here's another thing that changed in Worcester last year. Medical teams, city employees, and outreach workers blanketed overdose hotspots with the drug that can bring people back to life. State numbers show Worcester received more than 12,000 of the white nasal plungers.
Narcan nasal spray is an emergency treatment designed to rapidly reverse the effects of a life-threatening opioid emergency.
Training videos like this one help spread the word about how to use Narcan. It's available at lots of places, like City Hall and Worcester's train station. You'll also see it tucked into fences around parks and in baskets at clinics with other freebies.
Narcan is the biggest thing that we've had in Worcester that has caused the decrease in overdose mortality. I think that's the most relevant thing.
This is Worcester's Commissioner for Health and Human Services, Dr. Maddie Castile.
We talk about Narcan as being like CPR, and everybody needs to carry it, have it with them, and know how to use it.
Castile rattles off more changes that have helped save lives. A UMass med school van and ambulances that stock another addiction treatment medication called buprenorphine. And then there's the high-tech tool installed at AIDS Project Worcester last year. It's revealed yet another reason the city might be seeing fewer overdose deaths.
Yeah, I was just making sure the new spoon fits in there.
Kevin Davila, a harm reduction specialist, holds a tiny plastic bag next to a $55,000 drug-checking machine called a spectrometer. He scoops a pinch of what looks to me like a white powder and drops it onto a round metal testing plate.
You say it's white. I thought it was purple.
Oh.
Purple is the first clue that this drug sample might contain xylazine. It's an animal tranquilizer that sometimes has a purple tinge. Davila will share the test results with the client who gave him this sample, so they know what was actually in the pill they bought on the street.
It could be a, you know, eye-opener for them, be like, hey, maybe it's time for me to stop using this, or I need help. So now that I put the information on the laptop, I hit OK and start measuring.
The spectrometer scans the drug sample using infrared light and creates a profile that pops open on Davila's monitor. A graph of colored lines with many peaks and valleys show this sample has several dangerous drugs.
Okay, Martha, right here, This is like our key peak for xylazine.
Jamie Davis with the Opioid Policy Research Collaborative at Brandeis University looks on. The group oversees drug checking around the state and analyzes trends. 64% of samples tested in Worcester last year had xylazine, more than most communities in Massachusetts.
Xylazine doesn't necessarily increase overdose risk, but it creates more complex overdoses.
Xylazine can sedate someone for 8 or more hours at a time. Compare that to fentanyl, which can wear off in a couple of hours. The upshot? When there's a lot of xylazine in the drug supply, people do not use as often. It's another way to understand why deaths have plummeted in Worcester, says Tracy Green, who directs the opioid research group at Brandeis.
This doesn't mean that there's zero risk. It just means there's potentially less fentanyl or fewer opportunities to overdose.
Conversely, says Green, some communities with less xylazine saw overdose deaths increase last year. Xylazine is awful in its own way, creating deep wounds and infections. Testing the drug supply, flooding the city with Narcan, and better access to treatment, people on the ground in Worcester say these are all preventing overdose deaths. But funding for each effort is in question as the Trump administration cuts budgets and shifts strategies. Worcester healthcare leaders say they are bracing to see how the changes will play out. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.
Today's top stories are coming up next on 90.9 WBUR. Then coming up at about 8:40.